This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Isaiah chapter 28, Leroy reminds us that there are no shortcuts to spiritual maturity. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
A couple of years ago, our church built an addition onto our educational building. Every Sunday I would walk by the construction site, and it would seem that nothing was happening. Week after week, the hole they were digging just got bigger and bigger. But they knew what they were doing, and when the foundation was finally completed, the building began to go up. In today's passage of Scripture, the prophet Isaiah presents the first principle of spiritual growth. We must begin with a sure foundation. Notice in the words of Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16, "Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious stone, a cornerstone, a sure foundation." In the New Testament, we read that this foundation is Jesus Christ. Our precious Lord Jesus is this living stone, chosen by God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11, the Apostle Paul writes, "For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ." And once the foundation is laid, the process of building can begin. But the foundation comes first. I don't know much about construction, but I've never seen anybody begin with the roof. But the foundation is only the beginning. As Christians, we face two dangers. One is being satisfied that we are saved and never wanting to grow in Christ. The other is wanting to grow too quickly. I recall Dawson Trotman, the founder of the Navigators, telling about a young man he met after a meeting. Dawson had preached on the need for spiritual growth, and the young man came to him after the message and said, "Mr. Trotman, I want to grow, and I want to grow fast. I don't want to go through all those things you mentioned tonight, such as Bible study or morning prayer and Bible reading." He was looking for some way to take a great leap forward and arrive at spiritual maturity overnight. Doss assured him there was no such thing. In a microwave society, we keep looking for shortcuts and instant results. But there are no shortcuts to spiritual maturity. Spiritual growth is slow, but if we meet the conditions, it is sure. In Colossians 2:6, Paul wrote, "Just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and strengthened in the faith." Involve yourself in those things that will help you get your roots down into Christ. Church attendance, meditation on the Word, prayer, Bible study, Scripture memory, these basics will provide the framework for you to build every day on the solid foundation of Jesus Christ. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
The booklet, Born to Reproduce, contains the heart of the Navigator vision on how to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We'd like to send you a free copy with the prayer that you'll be challenged by its message. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. And ask for Born to Reproduce. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, the issue so many modern leadership seminars seem to be missing, as we study Isaiah chapters 31 through 35 on Daily Discipleship.